I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Coming up, Brazilian psychedelic rock goes commercial. First, though, an architect in Lebanon is fighting a battle of sorts. She's been struggling to preserve an apartment building. The building is known as the Barakat. It's located in the capital, Beirut, in fact. Beirut, Lebanon, is the answer to our geo-quiz. The apartment building was damaged during Lebanon's 15-year civil war. The architect wants to turn it into a museum to remember the country's dark days. But others in Beirut say that the country should stop dwelling on its painful past. Ben Gilbert has our story.
The Barakat building was once one of the city's most fashionable addresses. It stands on a corner facing one of Beirut's busiest intersections. When the four-story apartment building was built in 1924, it boasted colonnaded balconies, huge parlors, and a view of the Mediterranean Sea from the roof. But when Lebanon's 15-year civil war started in 1975, the front line tore through the city right here. And architect Mona Halak says militiamen saw it as a perfect location from which to dominate the nearby intersection.
This was called the intersection of death in 1975, because really it was very, very difficult to cross it alive.
15 years of war trashed the building. Thousands of bullet holes pockmarked the facade, and rockets and artillery blasted away the ornate columns. But Halak saw beauty where others only saw an ugly, stark reminder of the war.
This is one of the rare buildings where you could see the beauty even in its destruction.
In 1996, she began a preservation effort. Eventually, Beirut's municipal government bought the building and saved it from demolition. The building's fusion of Art Deco and Ottoman design is unique for Beirut. It's actually two buildings wedged together. This creates a void between the two wings and allows the rooms in the rear corners to have a view of the street. The design made it a perfect sniper's nest during the war.
This was the headquarters of snipers.
In one room, in the back of the building, a sniper's nest remains perfectly, spookily intact. Sandbags are reinforced with concrete, and rifle-sized holes offer a deadly view of the street. It feels as if the fighters left yesterday.
And I call this the architecture of the snipers, because they really built their own architecture within the house. He shoots through this window, through the void in the building, another window, and a small balcony, and then to the street. So he's really abusing the transparency of the architecture.
Halak dreams of using the sniper's nest in an exhibit in a new museum documenting the modern history of Beirut and its long civil war. She wants to preserve most of the building's scars and bullet holes on its facade. But the city seems to have different plans.
I don't agree personally that we should really keep the facade torn as it is and have such a violent message.
Ralph Eid is on the cultural committee at the Beirut Municipal Council. He says Lebanon doesn't need a museum that examines the civil war. Eid sits in an upscale cafe in downtown Beirut, which was destroyed during the war. It was rebuilt in the 1990s, the bullet holes patched up, and all evidence of the conflict is erased. Eid wants the Barakat building to be restored like this cafe, and for the museum to document more positive aspects of Beirut's history.
Because Beirut isn't only a place of war of the last few years. It has also been a place of civilizations, of education, of all sorts of things. We have to really live these parts as well.
Eid wants a museum tracing Beirut's ancient history up until today. It wouldn't dwell on the war. Many Lebanese would probably agree. The war is still a sensitive subject. That's because the people who fought it are still alive, and the warlords who managed it are still in power. But architect Halak says a Beirut city museum that addresses the war wouldn't have to point fingers.
What we need to do is to make somebody who enters that particular part about the war come out with a notion that he should not participate in another war. And that could be done with the human aspects of the war. You should outline that it had no gains, and what are the human losses that happened, and what are the ugly faces that were brought to Beirut as a city by the war. I don't need to know who did it, because I don't care who did it. I care we do not do it again.
The Lebanese almost did do it again. A few months ago, fighting left more than 70 dead. But now the political stalemate that led to that fighting has been overcome, and so far, Lebanon is having a quiet summer. If it continues, a team of French advisors will arrive this fall to find the best way to restore the Barakat building. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.